cheese crumbles differently for a number of different reasons. And this includes things like the raw ingredients play a role, the process of cheese manufacturing, and also any ripening that occurs after manufacture. And the texture is quite important to us as consumers because it determines how a cheese tastes and how it feels in our mouth, which is known as the mouthfeel. And it's also quite important for manufacturers who want to be able to produce a consistent product and make the most from their raw ingredients. The award of the Victoria Fellowship will allow me to travel to Europe to key research and manufacturing sites in Ireland, the UK, Belgium and France. And I hope to bring back to Australia some key techniques that will assist us in our study of cheese texture. I also hope to set up networks that will facilitate future collaboration and allow researchers to exchange with those in Europe, both researchers in my group and from the dairy industry as a whole. Well, we're currently working with Australian dairy manufacturers to try and understand what are the key determinants of texture during cheese making. And we hope to be able to help manufacturers to both predict and to control their texture. And that's quite important because I'd like to be able to make a more consistent product, but also to be able to increase their yield. And even very modest increases in yield of around 0.5% could lead to an increase in production of around 2,000 tonnes of cheese across Australia. And this equates to around $5 million in sales. So this would support and strengthen our dairy industry, increase our exports, and help the Australian economy.